Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross of Branding, Money Breakthroughs and Business Coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. You know, a question I'm often asked by prospects and my clients is, how can I position myself as an expert? And that's such a great question, and it's what we all should be doing if we're working in service-based businesses, particularly if we really want to stand out and make a difference and really attract the attention of our prospects, potential clients. But, you know, there's a couple of things that I notice people are doing, and it's really inhibiting their ability to build their reputation and credibility as an expert in their field. One of those things is taking on too much in their business. And what I mean by that is having too many different areas that you're offering that are not aligned to the one core brand message. So in other words, it's that old saying of a jack of all trades and a master of none. And so if you're doing lots of different things in your business services and in your offerings that are not related and are not positioned under a core umbrella, under your core brand message, then that could be inhibiting your ability to become known as an expert and be able to portray yourself as an expert. So rather than trying to do lots of things, look at one or two different areas that you can really specialize in and that you can start talking about, delivering a core message so that you can become known as an expert in that area. And I tell you what, as soon as you start concentrating and focusing on a couple of key areas, it really is a huge relief, because you don't then feel under the pressure to have to know lots of different things about lots of different areas. You can concentrate on becoming known as an expert in one or two key areas. It really is a huge relief and a release on your energy. Secondly, when you are out there marketing, and particularly online, using a lot of social media tools such as Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, your blog, all of those different wonderful technologies, be mindful of the messages that you are sending. Are they constantly on brand, or are you communicating about lots of different diverse topics? Look, that's fine, but if you want to become known as an expert in your field, you want to make sure that you really are spending the bulk of your time and the bulk of your energy tweeting and sharing information about what you want to become known as an expert in. So for instance, I, as you know, am a branding and business coach. So a lot of the things that I tweet and I share and I write about is all about branding and building an online reputation. Now imagine if I started tweeting about, you know, purchasing business properties or shares or investments or your accounting packages, some other things to do in your business, that really is a little bit off brand for me, isn't it? And certainly if you're following me, you'd be thinking, what on earth is Anne-Marie talking about at the moment? It's got nothing to do with branding or building an online reputation. So have a look at the messages that you're sending. Are they aligned to what you want to become known as an expert in? If they're not, then you need to refocus and really start getting on track, because you'll find that once you really do send out a consistent message, you really will soon become known as an expert. You're the first name that pops into someone's mind when they're looking at us as a specialist in the field, which is really what you want to do as you're continuing to build your brand, credibility and reputation as an expert in your field. So there you go. Hope that was helpful. Share it, like it, send it to a colleague if you think that was helpful. And of course, until we meet again, stay inspired. This is Anne-Marie.